Okay, Thursday night, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Chaf Ches. It's talking about Elul and preparations for Elul, and then Elul itself is a preparation, and we're up to Siv Zion. Yidak Lidcho Shliach Tzibur, she is Balol Slichos. Also, you should try. It shouldn't be haphazard. Certainly, like you should figure out who to give it to. The Yonam Noiroim is the same thing, really, but that you've already prepared beforehand. Ish Asher Hu Hogun. The God of B'Toyer V'Maisim Tovim. Fima Shev Shalim Tso. It's not shy. Mamish. V'Gam Shiv Ben Shloshim Shana. It should be at least 30. Shas Kvar Noch V'Sichas Adon Shal Bacharuso. His youthful excitement has calmed down already. V'nichna libo. Okay. V'garmiya nosu v'yul oibonim. Shushar v'ch libo. V'kiris halei v'mapilim v'tachanunim. V'mapu v'tachanunim. What?
Oibonim to exclusion of bonos?
No. Children. Shushar v'ch libo. Then you takamin it when you ask for things. Okay, the one that calls out. There's this is very important, you saw. It has to be acceptable. If you feel you're worthy of it, yimna atzmo, pull back. I will be shiyam mishenu hogum. Even if it means someone not hogum will take over. I mean, there's also a judgment call. Sometimes a person feels a sense of personal responsibility to a place. See, my chlokus is worse. Ava bishayya bishayinu hogun. Okay. Ovel, someone who's an avelus, called you the Yitzchayda Shachar Ovel the Imo. Lo yehe shliach tzibur b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. It's called a yomtiv. Hello? Yes, but I can't talk to you now, whoever you are. Call me back after 10:30. Yes. No, he's not. After 10:30 he will be. Elim Einacher Hogan Kamo, unless there's no one as qualified. You're not supposed to take money from davening Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. You're not really supposed to take money from it. So you do, you may kill. What do you mean it's parnosa? That's what he lives on the whole year? If they pay him that much, then they obviously feel there's no one Hogan Kamohu. So it'd be mutter als Hogan Kamohu. That's what they would tell themselves. That's what they would say, there's no one Hogan Kamohu.
Is Hogan is that he's the best
worthy?
Or he's the
no,
biggest
in all the miles, yeah, in all of the miles. There's a famous story. I think it said about Rosh Shmuel Salam. I think. Anyway, the guy that davened in the shul every year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, was nifta 1 year. So they said, "Who's going to take his place?" So he wouldn't say. This is how the story goes. So he wouldn't say. Didn't say, didn't say, didn't say, didn't say. till it was ready Rosh Hashanah day, he wouldn't say. And it was Musaf, so after Shachris, he said that the guy's son, he went over to the guy's son, and he said, you know all your father's Nigunim and everything, and you know, so you daven. He was an oven, I mean, it was Tosh Hashanah. So the story continues that he said his cheshem was the almona, that the almona is going to have tremendous tsar. She's sitting in the Ezes Noshim, and she's going to have tremendous tsar being an almona, and he just died, and now she'll hear someone else daven for the almona. She like, it'll cause her to cry, and so the story in one place, that's the whole story the way I saw it. So the limud you would learn from it, it's not gefährlich for an oval to daven. It's not like it's usur. It's usur. And this making an almona cry, so he made a cheshbon. What's more? But in another place I saw the story in a much more litvish way, a much more eiskalten way. He said that he didn't the story is that it's very instructive, rather. There the story goes, in that other place I saw it, that he explained, and that's why I didn't tell anybody up till the day, so no one will have practiced, so there won't be a Hogan Kamohu, so there won't be anybody worthy of davening, because nobody practiced. You don't come. He will daven, it's the son of Mela, no, the Almana, that's still the Cheshmer. But in the second version of the story that I saw, he worked it out technically that it wouldn't just be a judgment call, but he did the cheshbon that it wouldn't even violate the din, because there would be Ein Hogan Kamohu. Okay. What? By the second day also, no one had the chutzpah to practice.
If you was there from the beginning, but it's him, everyone else would have given up, and he would have been
a combatant. Yeah, but he wouldn't have said it's him, because at that point it's not allowed to be him. Okay, I don't know if the story's true, and I don't Vimutol Shloshim Al Shor Krovim for other relatives. So even though it's Tol Shloshim, how can it be Tov Shloshim? Oh, he's going to talk about it. Al Shor Krovim, im hechzik mikvar l'spal lo l'tkoa, if he has a chazaka, mutar, why? But the reason is because Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippur is mevatlim zera shloshim, and effectively calls shloshim to an end. To put aside the chiyuv, so-called chiyuv. Of a kolim me'aslichas avilu ber Rosh Hashanah mutar lechalad aliyos shliach tzibur, of a loy b'toch shiva. So wait, why didn't he? Right. So the oval toch shloshim to be the shliach tzibur. What?
You're out of
shiva.
You broke
shiva once. That's what he said. I don't know, it doesn't say you lose your zechalaka, it's put on hold. Someone has to remember. Larry Sterner. Yachad Oma Slichel to be saying it on your own in Rashay Lomish Lajas Remidos, Terechthila Bakarja, because it has to be said with a minion. Eladerech Kriya Batorah. He can lane it. When he gets up to there, he can lane it. He should learn the trop and lane it. It's not so hard. Everybody knows the trop there anyway.
You lane the full pasuk?
Yeah. You finish the pasuk. We'll probably say so. Benigun of the Talmud with the tune and the trump. Chid b'mokam shidus b'shloshes shemitas. Anywhere in Slichus where it's mentioned, Yud Gimel Mitas going to Zchor Lono Ayom Brish Loshes Rei. V'chadoyim b'yesh loy ledalei. V'chein abakosh Hashem b'losh narami. V'in machay u'masay. Or in the Vishmaya, or Yom HaMelabasor, anything you see in Aramis, there's a cheshbin that it's because there's a minion around, and you have to make sure the attack is only said with a minion. The two examples he gave is at the end.
So what if you are behind?
If you
make it up, can you still say those?
Pashtus not. All the loss or losses me base, so the lech of the base. No. Yeah. The lech of the base of Knesses, one of Slichas. Even though he feels silly saying it alone. Mulbad, Bear Rosh Hashanah, Shemar Ben Beslichos. That's already. I believe they were matter. They were matter for him to go out. To go to. What? Chayim, he's talking about during shul. That even that Erev Rosh Hashanah he can go to shul. Okay, we'll stop. I need to rest for a minute. You wake. You call my name in a minute and a half.